その父親の田中角栄さん、いやそのジャパニーズポット101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com Newbie Series, Lori's Story 2, How to Declare Items at Customs. My name is Eric, and I'm accompanied by Naomi-sensei.
こんにちは。
こんにちは。
よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。Naomi-sensei, what are we studying today?
何ですか? What is it? Is today's target grammar.
And today's conversation takes place at?
Narita International Airport. Narita 空港。
And what's happening?
A customs official is asking Lori some questions.
Okay, let's listen.
これは何ですか?
薬です。アスピリンです。
これは何ですか?
お土産です。
はい、OKです。
OK。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
これは何ですか?
薬です。アスピリンです。
これは何ですか?
お土産です。
はい。OK です。
OK。
今度は英語が入ります。
これは何ですか?
What's this?
薬です。アスピリンです。
It's medicine. It's aspirin, sir.
これは何ですか?
And what's this?
お土産です。
It's a souvenir.
はい、OK です。
Oh, OK.
OK.
OK. Hey, Naomi-sensei, it seems like this customs official was trying to speak English.
Oh, you mean OK.Okay, this?
Yeah, he was saying okay.
That's Japanese phrase. Japanese people often use okay this.
Meaning okay, right?
Right.
And I noticed in Japanese there's a bunch of words that they've taken from English.
Ah.
And put it into Japanese and they say it, of course, with the Japanese pronunciation.
Like thank you.
Right. And even more common words and more words that you might think is Japanese, like television.
Ah, terebi.
Terebi, which is a shortening of television, right?But words like okay and thank you and all those words, do people really think of it as Japanese?
I don't know. But when we write it, we write in katakana. So I think people know that's from foreign country.
Right. And of course, some people who know English know the word okay and stuff like that. But people who don't know English, but they know the word okay and they know it, you know, they know what it means. Do they think that's a regular Japanese word?
Ah, 思ってるかもね。
Ah, maybe they do, huh?
わかんないけど。
I've always wondered that. But anyway, onto the vocabulary. The first word is?
これ
This.
これこれ
The next word is?
何
What?
何何
The next word is?
薬
Medicine.
薬薬
The next word is?
お土産
Present, souvenir.
お、み、や、げ、お土産。
The next word is?
係員。
Official, clerk in charge.
係員。係員。
The last word is?
Aspirin.
Aspirin.
Aspirin. Aspirin.
All right, let's take a closer look at today's vocabulary.Our first word today was this.
これ
One more time.
これこれ
Meaning this.
Or these.
Singular or plural is okay. All right, we have this, but just knowing the word this, we can't really talk about that many things, right, Naomi-sensei?
そうですね、right.
So, what if I wanted to talk about that?
You mean that one over there or No. that one I have?
I mean that thing that's right there within your reach.
That would be...それ for you.
それ means that, close to the person you're speaking to. And how about that thing that's way over there?
あれ.
So there's two words for that, and one word for this, because this means something around you personally, and then there's that for things close to the listener, and there's that for things that are far away from both the speaker and the listener.
Right.
All right, so what's this?
これ.
That close to you?
それ.
That not close to any of us?
あれ. Those words are called koso-ado words in Japanese.
The reason they're called koso-ado is because these are the first sounds or the first characters of these words.
Right.
And they always describe a place. We'll see more of them later on, so don't worry. Okay, the next word we want to take a look at is...
薬.
Medicine.
When 薬 is preceded by other noun, 薬 becomes 薬.
All right, so you turn the ku from 薬 into a gu.
Right.
So that would be to specify different types of medicine, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I ate this crazy yakiniku the other day and I have an upset stomach. What should I take?
Stomach in Japanese is i.
Wow, that's easy. It's i.
And plus gusuri. So, igusuri.
Stomach medicine.
Igusuri. And eyes is me. So, megusuri. Megusuri.
Oh, like eye drops, or I personally call them eye juice.
Eye juice.
Yeah, you see those people putting them on their eyes, right?
Hi.
All right. You can make up any gusuri word you like, as long as it really exists, huh? You can just add gusuri to the end of anything. Oh, Naomi-sensei, it seems like Lori brought some souvenirs to Japan, huh?
Ah, so desu ne, right.
What did she bring?
Omiyage.
Omiyage. That means souvenir, right?
Right. Is an honorific prefix, so you can say miyage without o.
That's right. There's a lot of words in Japanese that people say with o. Mm-hmm. For example, the bath, the bathroom or the bathtub, ofuro.
Furo is bathtub, and ofuro is more polite way to say it.
That's right, but everybody uses that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It would be almost rude to say that you're going to the furo.
So, kana for male speakers, I think it's okay.
I'll keep that in mind. All right, so let's talk about grammar, Naomi-sensei. What do we have today?
薬 です.
It is medicine. This is medicine. Actually, it's not exactly clear if you're trying to say this is medicine or it is medicine. It's vague, but of course it's up to the context, so you'll probably understand depending on the context.
Right. The subject is missing in this sentence, right?
Exactly.
So if the subject is this, that sentence would be これは薬 です.
And that would be completely clear. That means this is medicine. Let's break that down, what you just said. What's the first word?
これ.
This.
わ.
The topic marking particle.
薬.
Medicine.
です.
The copula, which is equivalent to the English is, am, or are. And in general, as we just saw, when the subject is pretty clear or you understand from context, then you can omit the subject. And as a matter of fact, I think it's just more natural to omit the subject rather than include the subject. It's more natural to be vague than to be very clear about what you're saying. So the sentence you just said, this is medicine,
これは薬です.
Becomes
薬です.
Which is the same thing. It's just more common.
Then in a vocab section, we've covered the ko so a do words, right?
That's right. We talked about it earlier, right? If I wanted to tell you, Naomi-sensei, that thing right next to you is medicine, I would say それは薬です. And if you wanted to tell me that that thing all the way over there is medicine, you would say
あれは薬です.
And that's why these koso-ado words are really useful, because you use them to describe things further, their location, where they are in relation to the listener, the speaker, and just the general space around you. Okay, Naomi-sensei, in today's dialogue we have
これは何ですか?
All right, let's break that down. First word is
これ.
This.
わ.
The topic marking particle.
なん.
What.
です.
The copula.
か.
The question marking particle.
これは何ですか?
What is this? So now able to ask questions by introducing just one character, which is
か.
That's right, you just add か after this and it becomes a question.
Right.
So you're not sure if what I'm holding in my hand now is medicine, so you would ask me
それは薬ですか?
Is that medicine? And then I would say, "Hai, kore wa kusuri desu," which means, yes, this is medicine. So now you're able to ask about and state what things are all around you and around other people and things that are really far away too. So now you can say a whole lot. So we were just talking about asking about specific things, but if you don't even know what things are, you have to say the word what. So how would you ask, what is this?
これは何ですか?
That's right. What is this? Or just what you said earlier, without the これは, it would be
何ですか?
Which just means, what is it?
Or just what?
So, Naomi-sensei, what is this?
これは何ですか?
And what is that?
That one I have or that one over there?
The one right in front of you.
Oh, okay. それは何ですか?
And what is that one over there?
あれは何ですか?
All right, so let's review what we've learned in this lesson. So, for example, you found something that you've never seen on your plate, like a big hair. Okay, a big,
on my plate?
Yeah, big blonde hair on your
okay,
plate.
Okay.
And then you would say,
これは何ですか?
That's right. It's not a piece of pasta. And then you saw something flying in the sky. You would say,
あれは何ですか?
It's Superman. And your friend is wearing a strange hat.
My friend? It means you or?
Don't make fun of my hat.
それは何ですか?
All right. It's about time for me to go buy a new hat. But before I go, I want to tell all of you about the community forum at JapanesePod101.com. You know, this is newbie series lesson 2 so far, and I'm guessing you guys have a lot of questions. So just go to JapanesePod101.com, click on the forum, and start asking questions. There's tons of people there that are really knowledgeable about all aspects about Japanese writing, listening, speaking, and everything that can answer your questions. And if you are an expert at something, then there's probably something that, you know, some question that you can answer for other people. So please check it out. See you next time.
じゃ、また。
これは何ですか?
薬です。アスピリンです。
これは何ですか?
お土産です。
はい、OK です。
OK。